Gufan Pesiv Beis. Shochar Feich Neshoi Kono Tarif Tidu Lai Brocha. So I accidentally put food in his mouth without making brocha. Mzobo Shenu Nimas, Imi Foten, Imi Foten. If something you could spit it out, then spit it out, Vivochalo, and then make a brocha on it. You're supposed to make a brocha when your mouth doesn't, you don't have anything in your mouth. You're chewing a gum and you want to drink water, take the gum out of your mouth. Mzobo Nimas, and Sato Salechim Bevorach. Something that is a soft consistency, or you start chewing on it, and by spitting it out, it'll be disgusting. Then put it to the side of your mouth, make a bracha. Even though, like a chili, you should make a bracha with something in your mouth, but here, you're going to have to lose the food that you have in your mouth, and you're not required to do that. If you learned before, it's a liquid, then you don't have much of a choice. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says you can swallow it, even without a bracha. And the Ramah said that if you have the if you have more of that liquid, just spit out the liquid, make a brocha, and then drink the rest of the liquid. If you don't have an option, then the chanami can do the first option. Kufayin kibu. Washing one's hand in the middle of a meal, between one course and the next, is a shus, one is not required. And even in tashu the tashu, that's between one course and the next. In tashu the gvina, choiva, between the tashu, that is a fleshing of tashu, and eating milk afterwards, one is required to wash his hands. Yeah. Our meaning is that if you first had a tapshel of milk, and afterwards you want to eat a tapshel of fleshiks, then you have to wash your hands in between. Our meaning is not to eat fleshiks and milk in the same meal, except for shavuos. Sid Beis, in both of the dogma, choyvali tonishim, the kosher dover acher, the chamir tachat of yisuya. Between fish and meat, one has to wash his hands because it's dangerous to have fish and meat together. Lamaisa in the Ardea, the Ramos says, Armenic is not to wash the hands for this, but one should eat something and drink something in between the two of them to clear his mouth from the fish that he ate beforehand. Siv Gimel, Chorvam Elogim Ba Achreinim Logim Vem Tsoi, Vem Hokovim Hachman. Everything that applies to Maim Achreinim also applies to this washing between the milchik and the fleshik dish. Then in the hofkil, the cooler is that you don't need a kli over here. And you know, chatisa. The chumra, the aloha things that some say that by my machrayim, we shouldn't pour the water on the ground. Yeah. Because the special thing about my machrayim is some poison on the water. Mashikin over here. Chutz mehetzer hatasha, poison in tzayim, if nation dain regs alechol yodos, chif mashimu. These Maimim Tzoyim is talking about Hezer Adas. What is it talking about? If it's Masir Adas from washing his hands in the middle of the meal, so the first Netilas Adayim is negated. And later, if you want to continue eating bread afterwards, you have to wash your hands again. Hashem Kibbe Masvayim, you finished eating. Yeah. Chutz mi Nigav HaYadayim Shem Tzoyim Tzuchu Nigav Kari Shayim. Since the Tzoyim is washing hands between one course and the next, you have to dry your hands before you start the next course. But my machreinim, you're not required to dry your hands. Yesh amru, shem tzoyim tzichon dafka mayim, mash'enk and machreinim. There are more things. Some say that these tzoyim have to be dafka with water, that washes your hand off the best, and other stuff stick to your hand. It's not as good. The mice is a discussion about machreinim. Mishabu seems to say that one should use water for this. Sif kufayim dalet, sif out. If you drink wine in the middle of the meal, and you didn't make a bracha on the wine before the meal, then you have to make a bracha on. Even if you have kavana, when you wash your hands, you want to be moitzi, the wine doesn't help, because wine is a mashke choshev, and therefore it is not tochel to the bread, and requires a bracha.